moms or grandmas, you wing it. Sometimes you succeed, sometimes you fail. So what is your name? And then go ahead and share your, in this case, grandma fail.
My name is Laura. I'm from Marshall, and I lied to my grandkids for years.
Go ahead, Laura. Tell us the story.
Okay, so we were having problems getting the grandkids to buckle up in the car. They would keep taking their seatbelts off. We tried everything. We got those fancy-dancy car seats. Took me hours to install. Took them approximately 2.7 seconds to escape.
Yes.
So one day I loaded up the kids. One of the kids' moms had gotten a new car. Of course, they went to tell grandma about it. So they unbuckled and they came to get closer to talk to me about it. At that point, my car magically lost power. So we're sitting at the side of the road and they're like, "Grandma, what's the matter with your car?" And I said, "The car won't run if you don't have your seatbelt on."
Oh, I like this a lot. I'm stealing this.
And I said, "Yeah, you know, they have this new mandatory thing that they put into cars when you get your oil change." So they buckled in, and of course the car started, and we were able to take off. And I made a few emergency phone calls to my children to let them know, you know, what was going on.
To let them in on the lie, Laura. That's what I believe you were going to say.
This worked great for 2 to 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, until a big, huge family event. My granddaughter, in the middle of this family get-together, just marches up to me, very determined, and she says, "Grandma, you know that car thing? You lied."
Oh, and you said?
I didn't know what to say first, but I looked at her, I said, "Honey, I am so sorry, but I wanted you to be safe because I love you so much."
Good recovery, Grandma.
Well, sort of.
Welcome to the club, Laura. Together we proudly fail every single day.
Mom!